Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets with me, your host, Rachel Peterson, we're going to talk about how you can become a freelance social media manager. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, I'm super stoked. And here is why. So many times we run into people, literally, it just happened actually this week at tennis lessons for Delilah. We run into people who are like, can you teach me how to get started? Can you teach me how to build a business? Can you? And like, there are all these great questions. But one of the easiest paths I've personally found, this may not be easy for everyone, but I personally have found this to be a more simple path, is to become a freelance social media manager to start. It's a great place to learn a lot of things, including how to successfully navigate sales, how to handle customer service, how to market yourself, and how to market others. There's so much that you learn being a freelance social media manager that I think is actually a great path for most people to start in. And I actually recommend that every single business owner take some time learning marketing first and foremost before they start building their own business. So how do you become a freelance social media manager? Well, first let me dispel a couple of different myths. A lot of times people think that to be a social media manager, you have to have a degree or a master's in marketing, that you have to have a ton of experience, a massive portfolio, that you even have to work full-time or in office. But let me just tell you, first and foremost, you actually don't need experience to become a social media manager. As crazy and controversial as that sounds, you don't need it. Secondly, you don't need a degree. Hallelujah, I am a college dropout. And third, you actually don't even need to work full-time. You can do it part-time if you want. You can take on just a couple clients to cover some bills. And you do not need to work in a particular office. So even like as I record this podcast right now, we work full-time from our house. I have an office in my home. But even before this, you know, we've had an office before and I actually didn't prefer it. I prefer working from home. So you can work from home. You don't have to go into an office. It doesn't have to be a full-time career. It can just be something you do part-time as like a side hustle. But what does it mean to become a social media manager? So first and foremost, basically, most people don't know that there are tons of businesses that are looking to hire for social media help. In fact, like a simple search, I'm going to give you this test right now. As long as you're not driving, do this. Search for hiring social media manager and look at the top websites like Indeed or ZipRecruiter or different places like that, you'll see that there are tons of jobs that are for social media managers. And the reason for that is because all of these businesses need help with marketing and they don't exactly know where they can get it or that they can even hire someone part-time or as a freelancer instead of bringing someone into their office full-time. So do the search for yourself. Like just check it out. Look, are people offering jobs for social media managers? And if the answer is yes, it means we are still in a season of demand for social media managers. Now there's different types of social media managers. There are those that strictly focus on engagement. There are those that create content. There are some that do some kind of advertising. However, the best ones are going to be versed in a little bit of each of this knowledge, how to take some of the client's content, how to create some of your own content, but then ultimately how to take all of this content and drive forward the client's goal. So what I actually recommend, as crazy as this sounds, is first and foremost, before anything else, I know this is going to seem a little scary, but actually looking for opportunities to work with clients. Now, I got my first client when I was actually a full-time hairstylist, and one day a salon client came in, and I was giving her highlights, and she said, "We need help with our social media," and that was my first client. Now, I was definitely not an MBA in marketing. I actually was a college dropout. I didn't have any real experience in marketing before, but here's what I know, and if this is true for you as well, I want you to really listen up. I wanted to learn. I was so hungry to learn. I knew that I could figure out anything that was needed. And, you know, it actually brought me back quite a bit to becoming a first-time mom. I became a mom at 21 years old as a single mom. I wasn't expecting it. And I just remember like leaving the hospital and I was like, that's it? You guys don't have like a pamphlet or a booklet or like, are you going to tell me anything? Does the baby need water? But the crazy cool thing is, even though I didn't feel ready to be a mom, guess what? We figured a lot out. We figured it out as we went. And so what I challenge you to do is recognize, are you someone that likes to learn? Are you hungry? Do you desire growing? And if that's you, this might be the best path for you. So what I recommend is actually searching for opportunities to work with clients. Now, in case you're sitting here like, wait, Rachel, I don't know how to find clients, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And in the show notes for this episode, you will see 80 ways to secure a client. And let me just tell you, if you can get a single lead, if you can get one client, couldn't you get like four? Couldn't you get 10 if you wanted? The answer is yes. So the very first thing I recommend is actually securing clients. The second step I recommend is plugging yourself into a community where you're going to learn how to become someone that can deliver results. Now, of course, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I am completely biased, but I believe that my trainings are the best on how to become a social media manager, and you can actually check them out. You don't have to take my word for it. Head to smutrial.com, and for just $1, you can get started for 7 days and start to jump into not only how to get clients, but also how to deliver incredible content, how to get results for your clients, how to create integrated campaigns that ultimately achieve the client's goals so that you can continue working with them. You can check that out for yourself though at smutrial.com. But the thing that is the most important that most people get backwards is they feel like they have to get started in learning, and they go down this massive rabbit hole of learning, 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 learning and never feeling like they are ready. Well, it's like being a parent. Honestly, you guys, you never feel ready. There's never a time where you like wake up and you're like, okay, I think we're totally prepared. And in fact, even having a second kid or a third kid, you don't ever really feel ready. But what happens is you learn as you go. And the same thing is true with being a social media manager. Are you going to make mistakes? Yes, absolutely. Are you going to at times fail? Yeah, without a doubt. But I want you to think about the fact that there are, you know, programs for hairstylists. And when I was a hairstylist, I went through these. We actually had an academy, the Institute, where people would come in and we would literally give them haircuts and colors. And let me just say, they turned out terribly most of the time. And that was kind of scary. But at the same time, with social media, you're going to make mistakes as you learn and you're going to grow. But the beautiful thing is that every single client you work with is an opportunity to continue to develop and further your skill set. And so if you start, that's going to give you a great place to start from. And I know that that goes against most of the traditional knowledge, but I really believe that with all of my heart, especially if you identify with someone who wants to be a learner, who wants to grow, and who wants to continue developing your skill set. So I truly believe that freelance social media is one of the best ways to get started, no matter what kind of business you want to build, because it helps you to learn the skills that you need, which include, by the way, copy, creative, targeting, the different platforms and how to utilize them to ultimately get the result that you want. Every single one of these platforms has a different benefit, and you can start to really learn it when you work with clients and decide, hey, do I want to do this for myself, or do I just want to work for other people's businesses and help them to grow? So I recommend starting with this because it's one of those things where you're going to grow and you may change your mind about what you want to do. Do you want to be a Facebook ads manager? Do you want to be a graphic designer? Do you want to be someone that builds funnels or, you know, does podcasts? What is it that you want to do with your skill set? But you're not going to know until you jump in and start testing it out with clients. And so my recommendation to you is start before you're ready, jump on in and develop the skill sets as you go. But that's also an important part of it. Be ready to start investing time and energy and money into learning. So super important is to take that first step. So I will catch you guys in the next episode. And if you know someone who needs to hear this episode, make sure you share it with them, because you might know someone who's a work-at-home mom or a stay-at-home mom, or maybe it's a working parent who's like, you know what? I really want to work from my house. I want to spend more time building some freedom into my life, freedom of time, freedom of choice. And if you know someone like that, be sure to share this episode with them. But I've put together a few awesome resources for you, including 80 ways to find your first client, as well as a few other awesome resources for you. If you go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can check those out in the show notes there. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye. Oh,